Hi, I'm Vicki Bolson, and welcome to Taking Care in Business, a podcast I created out of my passion for using business as a force for good. From environmental practices to social impacts and all that falls within the realm of corporate social responsibility, I'm always curious about how organizations are taking care in business. Well, hello, everyone. We have Casey Springer with us today, and together we are going to hear for the first time from her. And I'm excited because I haven't talked to her before about this amazing project that she created and spearheads. I really wanted to have her on the podcast because I think this is a great example of someone creating something that is, I think, probably super needed and inclusive, fun, and I think something that could be, I don't know what's the word, not franchised, but duplicated across the country, even throughout the world. And so I'm excited to hear how she came up with this idea, more about it, and just all kinds of questions. So welcome, Casey. Thank you for joining me today.
Thank you for having me. Glad to be here.
Awesome. Well, tell me and everybody about Hot Walk Indy.
Yeah. So Hot Walk Indy is an inclusive social walking club for the girls, gays, and theys. We first started out as Hot Girl Walk because that's actually how I found out about walking groups across the nation. But we quickly realized that that brand did not really fit with who was showing up to our walks. It was more than just girls. It was gays, it was theys, it was allies. And we also have a monthly meetup for our spouses, our friends that are boys. So it's not just girls, gays, and theys. Boys want to have friends too. But we get together at least once a week to walk around the city, adventure at new places. We love to support local and each other. It's part of our mission. And really, in a time when people are looking for ways to connect with one another, walking is so simple. And for me, I was looking for community and I thought, well, there's not really a community that I'm necessarily really like, totally fitting into. And so I wanted to create my own community, but, Hot Walk Indy started in April of this year, 2023. We started out with 15 walkers. And I think our most popular walk, we had 75 individuals coming together in Fountain Square, Fountain Fletcher, which was so fun. And we try to tie a social aspect before or after the walk to get to know one another, to support local, and really just try new places in Indy and keep active and make new friends.
Wow. I love this. I was going to ask you if it was born out of COVID, which it sounds like maybe it sort of was, but it started a little after COVID, it sounds like.
It did for me. So I have a colleague that lives in Michigan, and I saw that she started up a Hot Girls Walk group in Michigan, and she was having 50 to 60 walkers at each of her walks. And I thought, you know, Indy is so connected and compact, and there's really no reason why Indy couldn't have something like this. And at a time I was volunteering heavily with a group, and then my priority shifted and I thought, you know, I could create something like that. But it took me a couple of months to really muster up the courage because I thought, I don't want to create this and then abandon it. I don't want it to be just like a thing that I start and then I get sick of it or I move on to something else. I want to make sure that if I conceptualize this, that I'm really going to see it through. And I had really gotten involved in my neighborhood association and I thought, you know, this is a way for me to meet my neighbors, but what if I wanted to meet people from throughout the whole city? I really want to facilitate that for other people looking to make friends and to meet their own neighbors. And I just thought, you know, we have all these really cool cultural districts and trails. Like there's just so many really fun places in this city. So I took a little bit of an adventure in April, thought there's going to be two people that show up to my walk. It's freezing cold. And we had 15 to 20 walkers on our very first walk. I had very little advertisement or promotion, just family and friends that had promoted it. And we usually go on like a mile and a half to walk. It's nothing super crazy on flat paths. There's not a lot of hills in Indy anyway, but we like to be inclusive. We want to make sure that strollers and rollers can come along with us. And so it really did stem out of me looking for a way to connect in my community, kind of coming out of that COVID, coming out of my shell. And I would be lying if I said at each walk, I wasn't nervous and anxious before every walk, even though 90% of the people I know, but I can only like empathize with those other people who are working remotely or striving to have that connection and aren't quite ready to make that step. I kind of forced myself out there because I felt like if I build the community, then others will come. If I build the community, then I'll feel comfortable. If it's me and one other friend, great, that's fine. We'll just have two people walks. But it hasn't been that way because I think so many people are striving and looking for ways to connect, especially in this post-COVID world.
Yeah, no, I totally understand that. I am, my last child just left for college. And so I live completely alone now, you know, and I know my kids are worried about mom, you know, who is she? You know, I work from home almost entirely. Yeah, I totally get that. And I understand what you're saying about being anxious about just depositing yourself into a new group of people whom you've never met, who in your mind, maybe they're all established with connections amongst each other and that sort of thing. I get it, but I love it. I love like looking on Instagram and seeing what you guys are doing and where you're walking and what you're doing. And it seems like everybody is very comfortable. And, you know, I think that's just wonderful. And I love too, how you pick a place so they get to explore maybe someplace they've never been or be exposed to a part of Indy that they, you know, maybe haven't heard of. And then the businesses getting some kind of a benefit from that exposure. It's just such a great, like a great community event to include everyone and to expose people to new and different things. Okay. So you've answered so many of my questions in just telling me about Hot Walk Indy, but so you're meeting once a week, you say.
Okay. For the most part right now, I would say our peak season, well, this is our first year. So I didn't really know how the cadence would be kind of what the expectation would be, but, starting out, it was twice a month. And then it seemed like there was a bigger hunger to meet more or schedules weren't aligning and people weren't able to make it. So I thought once a week, that seems pretty doable. And from like May until August, that seemed like a good crowd was coming, 40 to 50 people once a week. And then school started. And I think here in the Midwest, we have a pretty big mom and pop base of those that have kiddos. So they've obviously had to shift their focus back into school and everything that comes along with that. Weekends are filled with a lot of things too. So it's kind of been hit or miss on scheduling, but as we're kind of inching towards this fall and winter season, I think we'll start to see maybe one walk and then one social activity. So again, keeping with that, meeting up at least two times a month, maybe every other week.
Do you do it on the same day of the week and the same time every?
No, not really. It's been kind of a trial to see what sticks and what doesn't really work. Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday after work seem to be a good time to do a happy hour and then go for a walk. Some of our vendors that we've supported have also given us to-go cups. So we've done a bit of a sip and stroll, which has been nice. And then Sundays are more of a chill, relaxed crew. Saturdays, kind of hit or miss. We've been pairing some of our walks with festivals like the St. Joan of Arc French Festival or French Market. This past weekend, we did the Circle Spark Fest and Ube Fest afterwards. So we've kind of just been trying out what works as far as pairing up a local business or a festival. Yeah. But we've really switched up the times. The only thing that's really kind of stuck is the Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, somewhere around like 6 p.m. after work, a quick little happy hour beforehand, and then a walk for about 45 minutes to an hour.
Yeah. Thanks for sharing all these details, because for people who are listening from another state or country even might be thinking, okay, this is good info. This is good info if I wanted to do this. It's already been tried. She's found out what, you know, tends to work. How many people already walkers that walk, you know, on a regular basis.
Do you mean that walk outside of our
group? Yes, outside of your group. And so they're like, oh, this is just another walk I can do.
You know, I would say we're more of a social group that has maybe a walking problem on the side. But I have one walker in our crew that she likes to walk 12 to 20 miles a day. So for her, it's, oh, just another walk. Yeah, she doesn't have a vehicle, so she'll take the bus a lot of times, but she'll walk. So she always beats me to the walks at least 20 minutes ahead of time. I would say for the most part, everyone else, this is their time to get active. And for me, I really haven't done a lot of walking. I'll go do my HIIT workout and then I've done my 20 minutes on the treadmill and that's really it for me. But I look back at my days in college and elementary school and middle school when I was walking to classes and walking to and from school, and I just don't get those miles in. And this has been a really easy way for me to log 20 miles a month. You know, it's just a really easy way. And oftentimes, you know, after the 45 minutes or hour passes, I don't even know. I'll look down at my watch and, oh my gosh, we walked 2.5 miles. I had no idea because I'm talking and thinking and just totally distracted, and it's great.
Okay, this is a silly question, but when you just said that about the 20 miles a month, it made me think, you know, how people say, oh, I got 10,000 steps in today, or I'm shooting for, how many steps is usually a mile?
That's a really good question. And something that I was thinking of is doing kind of an average of how many walkers we had and how many walks. We're about to hit our 30th walk from April. And I wanted to kind of just see what our impact was and how many miles or how many steps.
Yeah.
And so I don't know. It's a really good question, but something fun to kind of benchmark and look forward to increasing that year over year.
Yeah, that's cool. I was going to ask you what kind of an impact you think you're having. I'm envisioning, well, you're a marketer, so we can envision this together. I'm envisioning an infographic at the end of a year with like how many miles, you know, like how many businesses you impacted, you know, by visiting their store or restaurant, bar, or whatever, how many festivals, you know, people were exposed to, what percentage of, you know, places were new, were walkers first time to, that kind of thing. That would be kind of cool, wouldn't it? Like to be able to know all that data.
I'd love that.
Could do something with that. I think that'd be fun. Just to know, like, I don't know, especially if you were ever going to get a sponsor or a partner, which do you have any intentions of doing anything like that?
I do. So I'm a part of a GroupMe community chat with other walking club admins. And I would say the pinnacle group to kind of look after is the Chicago Girls Who Walk or the New York Girls Who Walk, where they do a lot of partnerships. They have a lot of sponsors. So that's kind of, I'm kind of hoping that my best friend, who that's her wheelhouse, partnership relations. I'm hoping she comes alongside me and can kind of start to formulate that program. In other parts of my life, I was on the Super Bowl host committee, and that's what I was really focused on and kind of forming those partnerships with our local businesses, our local cultural districts. And I really want to get back into that because Indy is such a small, compact, connected community. And I think there's so many opportunities for us to give back as a community and to really just, you know, tie up those relationships. So yes, in the year 2024, that's definitely something I want to look forward to having, kind of maybe once a quarter, a big event where we bring in different partners and vendors, do sampling, tabling events, get to know some nonprofit partners, which was something that we were doing, kind of highlighting every month a new nonprofit and giving our walkers an opportunity to give back to those or have exposure to nonprofits that they may have not even known about. So yeah, that's something in the future I'd like to really start to formulate and get more of a program around.
Yeah, no, that makes total sense. I didn't realize there were these groups that you're mentioning, like Chicago Girls That Walk. And
I didn't either until I started this. And now I'm like, oh, okay. Yeah.
That's great though, that you can look at what they're doing and, you know, and get ideas and see, would that work for Indy? You know, that's super cool. I would imagine that there would be some great, you know, partnership opportunities in Indy, and even as a group potentially volunteering somewhere and then doing your walk, you know, like if it was an emergency need, you know, at an event that they needed an hour's worth of, you know, help getting set up or something. And then you do that, you do the walk, and then you're at the event or something. But I really, really admire you for doing this. How much time do you think you spend every week on this?
Well, my employer is listening. No, I'm kidding. I am lucky enough that I do work for an employer that gives us 56 volunteer hours every year. So I do get to log those.
Good.
I would say even though I'm a marketer, I'm not as social. That's not in my wheelhouse to do a lot of the fun reels and TikToks. So I probably spend a lot more time learning how to do a reel that would take maybe someone 10, 15 years younger than me. They would just, you know, have a template and spin it out right away. So I would say on an average, maybe 5 hours a week of volunteer time goes into this. It is the first year. So before even starting this, I didn't really think through, okay, we're going to have to know the parking situation. Are there any crosswalks? Are there potential areas where it may not be safe? Got to look up the crime reports. Are the weather? Oh my goodness. I have never had so many weather apps on my phone looking at all the radar to say, well, you know, there might be some cloud coverage here. There might be rain here. There are times when all three apps say clear and then it rains anyway. So it's been a real learning curve. I'm hopeful that next year I can get a little bit more of a standard template put together as far as dates and times and locations, but I don't want it to be so static and boring that people are like, oh yeah, that's the Tuesday Fountain Square walk, I'll skip that. I want there to be some mystery and some fun to it. But something that came out of this year was a potential partnership with a cultural trail where they would incentivize us as a group to activate on their public spaces in partnership with them. So that's something that maybe we do set a specific date and time for that specific walk at that location. But yeah, as far as volunteering, I'm hoping that in the new years, I can maybe get some volunteers to help me out with some of the social posts and all of that. And then we'll just have a rinse and repeat of all of our different trails, maybe add in a couple new ones here and there, but it's been a big learning curve this year.
Yeah. Yeah. That's great that you work for an employer that gives volunteer hours. It sounds like they give 1 hour a week. Adding that up correctly. Yeah.
Yeah.
We give at Bolson Group, we give 4 hours a month, but you know what, after you saying that, I think I'm going to increase it to 1 a week because that makes sense. Because then there's never a week that goes by that you don't feel, depending on what you do. Cause you know, some people they'll go volunteer half a day somewhere once a month. But there are others who are on a board, for instance, and they are, you know, really involved in maybe the marketing committee or something. So I love that. Thanks for sharing that. And thanks to Salesforce for giving you that hour a week. Okay. I did a little sleuthing on you. And so in addition to knowing that you work for Salesforce, you, and this might be part of what got you to feel comfortable doing this, but didn't you study like event management in college?
I did. I first went to school to be an elementary teacher because I love teaching people about new things, new places. I like to be a leader, but I got into the elementary schools and the fourth graders were as tall as me and telling me what to do. So I thought, I'm going to have to change my major here, shift it a little bit. And I thought, well, my junior year, what classes that I've already taken will go to a different degree? Decided business marketing management was really the way to go, but events were my passion. So I ended up getting an events management certificate through IUPUI, which I loved. I had the best of both worlds at IUPUI, Kelly School of Business in Indianapolis, and events management, where we host, I mean, really some of the greatest events here. And I had all the connections to some of the masterminds of our events and was so connected to Visit Indy and the convention center. And that was kind of the pinnacle of what I wanted to march towards, was like a big event like the Final Four or Super Bowl. At the time, the Super Bowl was not even on anyone's radar when I was in school. Went off to my first job after college. the economy tanked. It was horrible. And I just thought, well, what am I going to do from here? Then I heard from a friend that Indianapolis was going to put in a bid to host the Super Bowl. So I put in my application for an unpaid internship. Didn't get it. 3 or 4 times, finally got the unpaid internship. So that's how I made my way to Indianapolis. And I don't know, I feel like I peaked my first real job out of college. I peaked and it's like, where do I go from here? But that's kind of where my love of events comes from, just being able to be a part of such a huge event for Indianapolis, seeing the massive impact and growth that came from that event. And even though I'm a small little walking club, we do have the impact of supporting local businesses and connecting one another so that they feel like this is my community. Oh, I noticed that person. I've seen them before. Now I can put a name and a face together. It's really fun. And I really am so excited for what the future is. This year has been just kind of a learning curve, stumbling my way through. But I think as more momentum and time passes by for next year, bigger and better things will come of it. So I'm excited.
Well, when I was reading about you and, you know, and Hot Walk Indy, I thought, you know, Casey is really like she's taken everything and like merged her interests and her education and everything and really made something of all that I was thinking she's probably going to be pretty excited when I talk to her, like excitable, because you should be really proud that you've been able to do those things with your, you know, your background and all that, which is kind of a question that I like to ask is, what kind of advice would you give to someone who was trying to start an organization? I guess from a personal perspective, you kind of answered that, like personally, take your interest maybe, but if you have something you'd like to add about advice, I'd love to hear that. Or if it's professional advice.
I think I would say, don't be afraid to start something new. It may not be what the final version is going to look like at the very start. Mine certainly wasn't. I mean, we started out as Hot Girl Walk. That was trademarked. And so we got shut down pretty quickly. I don't know.
Live and learn.
Pivot. So start something. Start right where you are. Don't try to make everything perfect and have all of your I's dotted and T's crossed. Just start with something. And don't be afraid to accept help from others. Ask help from others. People are very willing to help. I'd also say for myself, if I could have told myself, you know, some advice from the start, don't be afraid to put yourself out there. I think definitely through just some personal things I've gone through where I felt like I needed to kind of dim my shine or hide myself, that was really a big hindrance for putting myself out there. Something that I'm just kind of working through right now. And this community has certainly helped me to just, you know, reignite that light within myself. And that's what I'm hoping that I'm giving to other people, for them to also reignite something within themselves, but for each other. So I would just say, start where you're at and don't be afraid to try something new.
Definitely. Here. I totally agree. What if you guys are meeting once, so every week, but then you're learning, trying to figure it all out. When is your next event? Now, yes. I have to say that knowing that this may not air for a couple of months. So for everybody listening, yes, we are taping this in November, but if you have anything that you have scheduled that you want to tell everyone about, at least for those in Indy, would love to hear it. Plus, I just like to hear what's upcoming because it gives an idea of what, you know, anyone who's looking to start a group like this or join the Indy group can expect.
Yeah. So in November specifically, we have two events coming up. November 19th, I believe, is the Saturday yoga with Yoga 6 downtown by Mass Ave. We'll do a walk, weather permitting, of course. I'm not sure what that will look like in November, but we'll do a walk on the Monon and it'll be limited capacity for the yoga event. So for the winter months, we're hoping to pair a walk and kind of a workout event indoors. So November 11th is the yoga and Monon Walk for Yoga 6. November 19th is the Broad Ripple Sip, Shop, and Stroll. We'll go to a few businesses. High and Mighty is sponsoring the sip part of that event. So November 19th, kind of kicking off the holiday season, we'll be going to Foundry 317, Lark and Lily, a couple other stores. So that's what's happening in November. And then December, hopefully, we'll pivot to some indoor facilities, either walking through the culture or the convention center, Circle Center Mall, the elevated walkways, or potentially Union Campus, which is a really cool co-working space downtown, or potentially Broad Ripple Park indoors. So looking for partners at this point that would open their doors to a few walkers at least one or two times a month. But then in the spring, we'll do our normal routes around Broad Ripple, Fountain Square, the Cultural District, around White River State Park. We even go north to Carmel, sometimes south to Greenwood.
I was going to ask if you go to the greater metro. That's a really good sort of overview of like generally what people can expect. I love that when you were talking about different things like going through the convention center and Circle City Mall. I probably shouldn't say my idea because it might be secret. I when we get off, before we hang up, I'll tell you, because it's a place you might be able to walk. That's indoors. It's not the catacombs. It's something else, but I better not say it out loud. but that makes me think, oh my gosh, like it'd be so cool. You got to find out about it if you can.
And Vicky will be leading this secret walk. You'll come alongside me for it.
No. I'm actually, selfishly, I was asking for these dates too, so I could see when I might be able to join you for one. Because I think this would be something I would be really into. Do people bring their dogs ever?
Oh, yes. I always make sure. However, with the winter months and us going indoors, that'll change.
It'd be harder in the winter, but on spring and summer walks, if you're meeting someplace where there's like, you know, outdoor bar or something, you could do
that. Always keep that in mind. We like to make sure it's kid friendly for strollers, babies, and then dogs, because a lot of people do bring their dogs.
Okay, awesome. I would not always bring her, but it would be nice to know. So where can people find out more about Hot Walk Indy and reach you?
Yeah, so we have a link tree, which is linked from our Instagram account. And that URL is linktree.com/hotwalkindy. And then we have a private Facebook group where we have all of our upcoming events posted, as well as opportunities for our walkers to even set up their own community-led walks if they so wish to. We also have a GroupMe chat that does the same thing. So Instagram, Facebook, that's where we're at.
Awesome. Thank you so much for joining me.
Thank you so much for having me.
Hot Walk Indy, an inclusive social walking group for girls, gays, and theys. It's so catchy. And they're taking walks all over the city, exploring places I never knew existed. And as such, they're getting great publicity. Their social media rocks, and the grassroots community partnerships make so much sense. But I imagine this is going to become bigger and bigger and potentially less manageable, maybe even unmanageable. So a suggestion I have is to create a landing page for Hot Walk Indy. This would be a system to curate and manage the walks and the attendance. The other idea that I have is, Casey, you might want to start a how-to toolkit, because I can imagine you're going to get calls from cities and city organizers who want to create a model like this in their towns.
Taking Care in Business is hosted by Vicky Bolson and is co-produced by me, Timmy Turno. Vicky and I are part of a passionate team here at Bolson Group. If you enjoyed today's episode and if you'd like to help support our show, please rate and review us on Apple Podcasts. You can also listen in on Spotify or wherever you get your podcasts. For the latest news and updates, check us out on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter at Taking Care in Biz. That's Biz with a Z. Or on our website at takingcareinbusiness.com. If you have any questions, comments, or have a guest suggestion, send us an email at info@takingcareinbusiness.com. Thanks for joining us, and stay tuned for our next episode to learn more about using business as a force for good.